He's live from his mother's basement in Los Angeles, our 400-pound celebrity insider and entertainment lawyer. It's Enty Lawyer on Katie and Ed.
Enty!
Hola! Did I win the money?
No. Which monies are you talking about? It could be many amounts of different monies that we're giving away here on the radio station.
Are you giving a lot of money away? Like, what's the biggest prize you guys give away? Like, how much?
Well, I mean, the jackpot is up to X amount of dollars right now, probably 4,000.
We have a rolling over contest.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
someone doesn't get right, we add $250 to the pile.
Have you guys ever done, like, the sound contest?
That's it. Love you. It's called ZFX in Vancouver.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I like that. Mm-hmm. You know, they do that here. And so I don't know. I'm never good at that. It can go on forever, and it gets up to like 100,000. But unlike you, you know, it's not Canadian, so it's really 100,000. And yeah.
Okay. Andy.
So did Ed? Wait. So did you and Ed do the noises?
No. We have no idea what they are.
I'm gonna play it for you.
Yeah. Do you want to
hear? So here they actually do them.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
What do you mean they do them live?
No, we don't. We didn't do it.
Yeah.
That's the fun of it, because
somebody
then we can guess.
Somebody else recorded it, and they won't tell us the answer.
Oh, no. So here, I'm not going to say the name of the station, but they sit around for like a week, the three of them,
uh-huh.
and then they make the noises, and then they do it.
That's weird. Okay, here, I'm going to play you our noise, our sound,
right,
our ZFX, and you, okay.
Copy machine.
From like the
60s? See, it's impossible.
It's difficult.
Okay.
It is difficult.
Well, we're going to let you stew on that for a few minutes. But first, we need to talk about...
I'll stew on that all weekend.
I bet you will. We need to talk about Harry Styles. About this press tour that he's doing
this
film that you said is an absolute disaster.
Like a gift from God. So there were so many things that were just... hilarious.
I mean, the people that sat them for the Venice Film Festival, those are the same people who probably had two sets of parents that didn't like each other at a wedding.
Yeah.
Oh,
you think they did it on purpose?
That's too close to home.
Yeah. How many times have you been married there, Ed?
Just once.
Okay. So the, I was kind of surprised, actually. I think that Florence, the only reason she wasn't one more removed from Olivia Wilde on the other side of Nick Kroll is because Nick Kroll had his wife with him. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, Florence would have been way over far away.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's quite the thing. And Harry Styles, somebody should have said, look, when you give an interview about a movie, you don't go, what I love about this movie is that it really feels like you're at a movie.
That is the most brilliant answer I've ever heard.
Hey, wherever you go, there you are.
Yeah.
And Chris Pine is just like, dude, come on now.
Man, I love Chris Pine.
Hey, NT, real quick, can you just reset the movie and why it's a huge problem?
Okay. Well, if we go back in time, they start filming this movie way back pandemic time.
Okay.
Early pandemic time. And right away, Olivia decides, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump on Harry Styles' bones. The
Olivia
problem
Wilde,
is,
yeah.
and she's the director. She's all stars in it. She directed the movie Booksmart. She's got a Marvel movie she's going to start working on. So regardless of how bad this is, Olivia still got a job. And she decides I'm going to jump on Harry Styles' bones. The one problem is that she's married.
Right.
And big problem, you know, a little bit. And everybody kind of figures it out online because she keeps, every time that Jason Sudeikis goes to do something for Ted Lasso, all of a sudden, Olivia Wilde's using a totally different grocery store that's 3 minutes away from Harry Styles' house.
Hold up. Okay, really quick, what's the name of this film?
Don't Worry, Darling.
Don't Worry,
or
Darling.
Or online, DWD.
DWD. I'm assuming that's where Harry's fan base came up with that
Don't
acronym.
Don't worry, darling.
DWD.
The grocery store thing is amazing.
Well, you see, that's how gossip has changed over the years, right? Because you have these insane fans who follow everything, every second. They know where you live. They know what grocery store you use. You know what neighborhood you live in. They know your life so well that if something changes, if something is like a little blip, then that's when they, you know, let you know and go, you got to look at this because he usually does this every single day or whatever. And then so you go look and or ask. And that's what happened with Olivia Wilde. She got busted way back in the day about it. And then that is what supposedly caused Florence Pugh to hate her guts.
Who is the star of the movie?
Yes. And, you know, at one point, Shia LaBeouf was in the movie in the Harry Styles role. And he decided he wanted to quit because he didn't like Olivia Wilde. And he quit. So then she brings in Harry, and here's the problem. With young love, with new love, with, oh my gosh, I'm head over heels in love, or lust, whatever the case may be.
Sure.
Olivia Wilde was blinded to the fact that Harry Styles has one little problem in a movie. He can't act to save his life. But she was probably, oh my God, baby, you're so good. Oh my God, you're so good.
Yeah.
I love watching you on that film. Was it good enough? In his now, this is the other thing. Dude is British. He can't do a British accent. Nobody knows what kind of accent he's actually doing in the movie.
Yeah, like did she ask him to do like a regional accent, like from a different place?
I don't know, but it was like, wait, you are British. How can you not do a British accent? So it's just, that's really bad. Chris Pine, knowing, you know, Chris Pine, let's face him, one of the coolest individuals on the face of the planet.
Thank you.
He, it's just kind of, this whole thing, and when Harry's doing it, Chris Pine, and I checked on this, was just high AF on an edible.
I would say
and,
so.
He actually, the whole time, okay, so there's the incident where everybody thinks, oh, well, Harry spit on Chris Pine. First of all, he had no reason to spit on Chris Pine. Mm-hmm. Second of all, Chris Pine, and they say, oh, look at the reaction. Yeah, because Chris Pine's high AF, and he lost his sunglasses, which he put on right when the lights go down because dude took a nap during the movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I just love it. I love him more and more every time he appears in public. Like, I'm not obsessed or like follow him, but every time I hear something about Chris Pine, I'm like, that's the guy.
How much does that suck for him losing his sunglasses? Like, I just pulled up pictures of him. He must have been miserable.
No, he got them. They were down in his lap, but I'm just saying, like,
right.
I mean, more often than not, when I'm high and I lose something, it's in my lap.
Yeah. So he just, and so. At that time where Harry is supposedly spitting, which it's not, the way Chris Pine described it that I found out, I forget what the PR people said, but the way Chris Pine described it to a friend of mine who asked him was that he thought, because, you know, everybody had come in, everybody, like, took their entrances one at a time. Harry had done all these quick interviews and stuff, and he just was like, oh, you know, like that, I'm going to get to sit down for the next hour and a half. But instead of like, you know, his mouth was closed and it was kind of like a whistle kind of half thing or whatever. And he probably had some water or something and maybe something came out of his mouth, but he wasn't spitting on somebody. Why on earth would Harry Styles spit on Chris Pine? It's just like, it's the most ridiculous thought in the whole world.
Yeah, he's like James T. Kirk. You don't spit
anything,
on
if anything, it'd be
Captain
Florence
Kirk
spitting on Olivia.
Oh, yeah. Now, if somebody had the same theory, let's say if we have Florence in the, you know, Harry Styles position and Olivia's in the Chris Pine position, yeah, they'd be, absolutely, you know, she's spitting on her, you know, but if that wasn't.
Well, I thoroughly have enjoyed all of it.
Now, a little Canada love.
Yeah.
Toronto International Film Festival gets My Policeman, which is Harry Styles' other movie, and where he plays a gay policeman, and where he says, well, do we really have to have gay scenes where they have sex? Can't we just have, like, just tenderness? Mm-hmm. So we will see if his acting improves.
Now wait. Is that because he's uncomfortable with those scenes, or is that because it takes him too far of ambiguity if he does have those scenes?
I don't know. He full on kissed Nick Kroll on the mouth at the end of the event, at the end of the showing of Don't Worry, Darling.
Good for him.
But you know, I'll be anxious to see if his acting improves. I have only ever watched him in Dunkirk, where he didn't really have to do any acting. I'm, you know, he had a great outfit on. I'll give him that.
Of course.
course.
Are we just a couple of movies away from him quitting music?
No. Oh, God, no.
He's not going to do the Rihanna.
He's not going to do like a Justin Timberlake or whatever, where I'm just the greatest. Speaking of really bad actors, I still rue to this day, because I actually like the movie Time's Up. I actually really wish that they had put an actor in there instead of Justin Timberlake, because I think that the movie could have been really good.
Well, hindsight is 20/20, you know?
Have you ever seen Time's Up?
No.
I haven't. I'm just looking it up really quick because
Listen, I'm one of those people. I'm so behind on movies. I heard it was excellent.
It's 10 years old. It's 10 years old.
Oh, is it really? Didn't it win a bunch of awards?
No. God, no.
Oh. All right. We are on with our celebrity insider, anti-lawyer, Justin Bieber. News coming down the pipe just a couple days ago that he is canceling his tour.
Yeah.
It's not a delay, but like flat out canceling.
Yeah, before he even went on tour, several months before that, I had so many little blinds that I put that said that he's never going to complete the tour. Not a chance in this world.
Yeah.
And then I think he ended up doing like 20 or 30 dates on the U.S. one before he canceled that. And I was like, gosh, he might actually pull this off. And then sure enough, he's like, no, I've got this Ramsey Hunt thingamajibby, which paralyzes my face. And yeah, I found the disease by pointing at a finger in the dictionary and asking Angelina Jolie which bizarre disease she hasn't used
yet.
Oh, yeah.
No, when he posted the video with his face, like, I felt really bad for him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't.
And then, yeah.
Okay.
And then there's also, you know, drugs. Drugs. Don't do drugs, kids. And then he went back on tour. But he only lasted, what, a handful on the international portion of the tour?
Yeah.
You could see the writing on the wall because Haley didn't really like going on tour with him. And I think that he said, look, I'm done. And so she went to the last couple nights of the tour. And when she went to the last few nights of the tour, I was like, okay, he's done. And sure enough, you know, that was it. He doesn't like the tour. The COVID was Justin Bieber's biggest blessing because Scooter Braun, remember, when you're in the music industry, you're not really making that much money anymore from any kind of, you know, radio play or streaming or anything. The amounts are so minuscule, and then you're having to share it with somebody, but you can still make a ton of money if you go on tour. And if you're the manager of somebody and you want your 10% or 15%, the way you're making your money for sure is to have that star go out on the road.
Right.
So Justin canceled the tour before COVID. So Scooter's not getting any money from that.
Right.
Then he said, okay, well, we're going to go on tour. You're going to go do like 80 dates or something like that. And then COVID came along and Scooter Braun was just like, damn, you're going to get out there.
Uh-oh.
They kept booking arenas around, you know, North America in hopes that whatever restrictions would be lifted, so that way Scooter could get Justin out there to make some money. And it just never happened. He wasn't ever able to do a date. And, and so Justin got to, you know, help his mental health for basically 3.5 years without doing anything. And then he goes on this tour, and Scooter's probably like, money, 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 money.
Yeah.
And Justin goes, I'm done.
Okay.
I got the Ramsey Hunt thing.
Enti, can we back up a second? You mentioned drugs. Are you saying your sources are telling you that he is back on drugs?
I'm not saying that. I'm saying that he admitted that he used to take drugs. And don't you think that if you take that many drugs, that there could possibly be side effects later in life?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to clarify that.
Yeah. So let's clarify.
And look, I'm willing to give him a bit of credit because touring is a grueling process. Like it is no joke. It's not a 9-to-5. It's not a hey, we're just going to go to each city, have some fun, do a show, move on. It's you're changing your sleep schedule and waking up in different time zones and, you know, God knows what else.
You're also paid like $1 million a night.
Sure. Sure. I get it, but I also get that
Oh, but you know, look, no, because forget this. You know, if you think about it, nowadays, there's hardly ever back-to-back nights anymore.
Yeah.
I want you to go back to, like, the glory days of touring when, you know, let's say, I don't know, Van Halen. Let's go way back in time.
Yeah.
Those guys would do, like, 200 nights, and they were giving way more than Justin Bieber because, first of all, they were actually singing and playing instruments and stuff. And, I, you know, no, I think that Justin Bieber in this case, and, you know, is very, he's, you know, he's not Gen Z really, he's millennial, but I mean, he's very Gen Z-ing this whole thing. Mm. Just, oh, you know, I'll just take a participation trophy, Alex, for 100.
Oh my God. So no more Justin on tour for the foreseeable future, probably.
He shouldn't have gone on before. Scooter's just going to have to exploit one of his other people. Throw Demi out there for 300 nights and let, you know, her make it up for you. Ariana hates you right now. I don't know if Ariana Grande will ever tour again.
Good for
her. I was going to say, we have not heard anything from her in a while. Like, is she okay?
You know, she's having... talk about somebody with like a little PTSD. The whole Manchester thing, really, with her, you know. And for those that don't remember, you know, she was there's a Manchester bombing and one of her concerts or whatever. And
yeah.
And so I just think that she's got a little of that. Then, you know, she's married now. She likes to make donuts and lick them. I think that she's done. So who does Scooter have that he can send out there? Demi Lovato will literally do anything that Scooter says. If he says, I need you to go out there 350 nights, what I need you to do actually is go do a matinee and then a nighttime performance. Demi would go, great, I'm on it. Please make sure that nobody drops me from a label. You don't drop me. I will go out there and do it.
There's no way, though, that she's going to make that kind of money for him that Justin Bieber has.
That's why she has to do matinees.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, Justin Bieber's got that conductor hat on. He's the gravy train.
So, well, Ariana could make the most.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah.
True. Anti-Lawyer, our world-famous insider, we saw that Kevin Federline did 60 Minutes Australia. Now, we disagree here in the studio. I think that 60 Minutes Australia is the only thing he could get to pay him.
No way.
Where she thinks that 60 Minutes Australia was the highest bidder to pay him.
It's not about... I honestly don't think that 60 Minutes Australia even paid him a dollar.
What? Really?
Yeah. Because he doesn't need it. They're about to do a reality show. I keep saying it's going to be called Follow the Federlines.
Yeah.
But this is just kind of the plan to... Because everybody in North America, if not the world, will watch a Kevin Federline reality show.
Right. We talked about that. Absolutely.
We talked about this, right?
Yeah.
We talked about this, and I think that this is the first kind of step to that where, you know, let's get some more attention. Let's have the kids on here. Let's get everybody ready, and let's do this show. Because remember, he's got all the legal things, so Britney's kids or whatever, she can't keep them from doing the show.
Right.
So he can have them, and it also, it kind of like, you know, he's got the kids with Char Jackson. He's got the kids with Victoria.
Right.
It's, you know, three different women, three different families. They're all living together and having a great time kind of thing. And I like I said, the whole world will watch it. And Kevin Federline, it was a good time for him to actually go on a show and talk. And, you know, he said, you know, he's been offered money before, but the kids didn't want him to go do it. But he knows, he realizes, look, I got 2 years. I got to make some money. If he goes and does a reality show for 2 years, maybe three, he will make more than he made over the entirety of raising the kids.
Okay. Ugh. All right.
I'm like, you know, listening to Britney's posts and her voice notes and stuff, like, what they're doing to her is so mean.
Okay, let's go back in time, because I get what you're saying, but let's say you're 16 years old, 15 years old,
yeah,
and you're going to school, and every day you go to school, kids go, I saw your mom naked today. I saw your mom naked today.
Yeah.
Hey, I saw your mom dancing naked today. Your mom's hot. Oh, I love watching her naked. You know, I mean,
that is
so
hard.
You're 15, yeah. 15, 16 years old, and I get it, but at the same time, there's... she's saying, well, you know, Kevin is a horrible dad and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, everybody's cut off when you guys turn 18. And wait a second, it's time for me to get naked again. You know, it's just, everybody assumes that Britney's perfect. But the fact is that she wasn't a conservative for a long time. And I think a lot of the drugs that she took messed her up. I still go back in time to, I think, Sam Lutfi just kind of ruined her mind.
Right.
Yeah.
And Kevin said one thing that I've always said, I've always been consistent about. And before Jamie Spears started taking advantage of Britney and, you know, rolling in that gravy train of money, and before he, you know, did the dirty deed with Lou Taylor and whatever kind of deal with the devil that they made, Britney needed somebody to help her.
Yeah.
Britney was going to end up dead, period. And if you're not old enough to go back in time and understand what Britney was doing, if you don't remember that she was going to different hotel rooms two or three times a day to go do drugs, if you don't remember that she was just crazy, if you don't remember the 5150s, if you don't remember, you know, her putting the kids in danger when they were little, then you got to go back and you got to educate yourself. And Dad recognized that Sam Lutfi was going to kill his daughter and ended up taking her and got a conservatorship. So right. Kevin Federline was not telling a lie about that part. Kevin Federline is not a fan of Jamie Spears. He, you know, Jamie Spears beat one of his kids.
Right.
So, you know, and that's how Kevin Federline ended up negotiating and blackmailing whatever the raise in the child support from $20,000 to $60,000. But that first part, and if anybody thinks, oh, well, Britney would have pulled through it if there was a conservatorship, Britney Spears would be dead right now, period.
Yeah.
There was no way. And so, you know, that part is okay. And then, yeah, of course, Jamie took advantage and all that kind of stuff over the years. And Kevin Federline was the one who, the unemployed rapper who already had a bunch of kids with Shar Jackson, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh, this deadbeat, he raised those kids. Britney,
right.
even
he
to
did.
This day, yeah. gets like one day every other week. And her kids say, I don't really want to go hang out with mom one day every other 2 weeks. And if it was anybody but Britney Spears, everybody go, there's something wrong when the kid doesn't want to go spend time with their mom.
Sure.
Hey, Auntie, we have to go and give away more money. Like, I could talk to you about this all day.
Yeah.
Okay, one more question before we go.
Yeah.
Will that relationship ever be resolved? To where she and her kids can live happily ever after.
Yeah, they could be like tomorrow. Brittany would go, I love my kids. Look, I'm going to post photos of them from the time they were babies.
No. Like where they want to be with her.
I don't know. As they get older, maybe, you know, maybe if Kevin doesn't have any money. I don't know. I mean, I really don't. I mean, they're teenagers and their mom poses naked every day. They realize that she married a guy who was only after her money.
That sounds okay. familiar.
Auntie Laura, we want to thank you so much. Thank you for hanging out with us today.
I'm excited to always hang out with you guys.
Hey, yeah.
I hope you have a great weekend.
Hey, love you.
Thanks for texting us all the keywords all the time. We could be calling you back to win some money.
Oh, you know, what's it up to? $2,000? $3,000? $4,000? $5,000?
$1,100.
Yeah.
Give it to me. 20, give it to me. 20
billion.
Throw the money on me. Come make it rain on me, Ed.
Will do.
Ew.
Bye, you guys.
Auntie.
Bye.